a world of sin. But Jesus took me in. You see, I was blind and I could not see. You know that Jesus took me in. It's what I had to do. You know what I done? I had to go down on my knees and I called on the Lord, and these are the words I did. You know, I kept on
searching.
Lord, I kept on
searching.
You see,
oh,
something got a hold to me and I couldn't hold my peace. Lord, I know it was something on the inside of me working on the outside, and I know it wasn't nothing but Jesus. I just had to keep on
searching.
Somebody cried one Monday,
oh,
Monday's all right, y'all. Somebody said it wasn't Tuesday. Yeah, but Tuesday's all right too. Somebody said Wednesday. Yeah, yeah. But it was late one Thursday night when I found the Lord. You know I found him? I found the Lord. Yes, I did. Late one Thursday night. Something got a hold to me and it wouldn't turn me loose. You know when you get something good on the inside, you can't keep it on the inside. You got to run and tell somebody
else.
And somebody out there, if you feel the way I feel, yeah. Lord, if I were you, if I were you still walking around and singing, yes, I will. Yes, I will. I keep on searching. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Till I found him. God is good tonight. He's so good. So good to me. I can tell the world. I love him. I love him. I can't give him up. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Oh, found him. Found you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sunday, August 12th, 2024. This is Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. We just heard the Staples Junior Singers. New recording, new gospel music, Lost in a World of Sin, off their new album, Searching, on Luwaka Bop. Excellent stuff. Today we've got a wonderful show in store for you, starting with the next recording done by George Mitchell for his Georgia Grassroots Music LP from a festival he put together in the 1970s. If I Could Just Hold Out by Theotis Taylor. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll come in later and talk about what we heard.
If I just would wait until tomorrow. Wait until tomorrow. write his piano down. Oh, if I just can hold out, wait until tomorrow. And if I just keep speed through tonight, if I just hold out and wait until tomorrow, everything I'm leaving gonna be alright. Listen. I've seen many hard tries. Yes, I have. And the darkest hour, but just before day, and if they just pull out, wait until tomorrow, everything I'm leaving gonna be alright. Oh, just.
Let it shine, let it shine.
My turn, you guys.
don't know how to do it, but I'm learning how to let it shine. I'm scared of how to do it, but I'm learning how to let it shine. I think I'm learning how to do it. I'm learning how to let the light shine, let the light shine.
Let it shine.
You wanna hear your heart and mind?
I'm
this little light of mine.
Everything to God be praised. Trying to make our way. to the old landmark and stay in the service of the Lord. You know, it's a mighty fine thing to be able to come to the house of the Lord. For if you would visit the hospitals and the institutions, you'll find that there's no room for no more. But I'm glad that I'm here and that I'm able to feel the presence of God. Somebody a long time ago called it the Holy Spirit. Somebody called it the Holy Ghost. But Jeremiah said it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones. I don't know about you. But I wouldn't have a religion that I couldn't feel sometimes. I wouldn't have a religion that wouldn't let me say amen sometimes. I wouldn't have a religion that wouldn't let me cut a step for him sometimes. Lord, and sometimes my way gets so dark and drear. Sometimes I look around and it seems like I don't have a friend in the world. That's the time I think of a song that I heard somebody sing a long time ago. I heard them when they said, the mean things you say don't make me feel bad. Cause I can't miss a friend that I never had. I heard him say, I got Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I got Jesus.
I got Jesus.
I got Jesus.
And that's enough for me. I've never called him when he didn't come to my rescue.
Oh, yes.
I've never went seeking him when he couldn't be found. And sometimes when my cup is running over, I find myself just walking through the house and I can feel the joys of the Lord way down in my soul. Sometimes I'm so full I'm not able to open my mouth and sing a song unto him. But sometimes I can just walk through and I say, I wonder, have you ever had to moan sometime?
Oh, yeah.
I say, I love the Lord because he heard my cry.
Yes, he did.
But I just want to sing you a verse of my song right now. I want to let you know the song when I'm traveling life's journey. And I get to the detour in the road and I don't know which way to go.
Help yourself.
Ever since I found him for myself, I've been able to stand flat-footed and sing this song. You know that
I'm on the right road now.
I'm on the right road now.
I'm on the right road now.
Let me tell you, I fixed it.
I fixed it up with my Jesus.
Do you know it was
a long time ago.
Lord, I'm on
the right road now.
I'm on the right road now.
I'm on the right road now.
Do you believe that I'm on? He said if I would pray right,
yeah.
the 28th and 30th.
He said,
come,
come
unto me,
all
ye that labor and are heavy laden.
He said,
I will give you rest.
He said,
take my yoke upon you. And then he said,
help me
and be blessed.
Of starting power and staying power. The relation of starting power and staying power. In no realm are these powers the same. You take a ship, the starting power and staying power are not the same. With a train, many times the train starts, it has power to start, but not power enough to make the journey. In childhood, sometimes we have a fine beginning, but a very poor ending. In marriage, some marriages, I can remember some. When I was a boy, I remember a young man married, and I went to the market one day, and the butcher was hurrahing this young preacher. His name was Hancock. He said, Brother Hancock, I notice now since you've married that every time you come to the store, you want chicken or fish. And that's all you feeding that girl, chicken and fish. But I'm afraid that later it's going to be salt bacon. for the girl, and their marriage wound up on the rocks. It didn't last long. It started beautiful. It was very loving. It was honey and darling and sugar to begin with, but it didn't last very long. However beautiful one's beginning may be, nothing matters much in human life without a good ending. Not necessarily an ending that the world calls good, but one that is pleasing to God. The life and works of Jesus could have easily been spoiled in the Garden of Gethsemane had he not remained faithful to God. Had he given up in face of the cross and the persecutions that he had to undergo as he faced the cross? Amen. It would be a fine thing if every member of the church would carefully check himself in the light of these facts how does his present action and his prospective ending compare with the beginning of his Christian experience? Amen. In other words, are you as faithful now as you was when you were first converted? Remember how you used to go to church every Sunday? You attended prayer meeting on Wednesday night, but somehow you've grown cold and indifferent about your church service and your service to God. Now you had a fine beginning, but you'd better be careful about your end. You not only want to have a fine beginning, but you want to have a good ending in your Christian experience. Now, the cause of Demas' desertion, Paul tells us the reason why he deserted me is because he loved the present world. And I'll tell you now that the love of the world will separate you from God. The Lord plainly says that you cannot serve God in mammon. If you love the world, Paul said, Demas let me down. And the reason why he let me down was because he loved the present world. That's the reason. For no other reason, the love of the world. The love of the world does not necessarily mean that one loves things which are inherently evil. Though it might mean that. It might mean that you love things that are inherently evil. Demas may have wanted to turn his attention to some form of pleasure. Demas may have said, as many of you are saying today, and as one lady said to my wife yesterday, that I don't see how you could be a preacher's wife, so you have to go to church all day on Sunday. That was the only objection she seemed to have had to being a preacher's wife. So you have to go to church all day on Sunday. Well, now, I said to my wife when I left, I said the reason why that folk feel that it's a tragedy they have to go to church on Sunday all day is because they do not love the Lord. Amen. When people love the Lord, and who have really been born of the Spirit of God, they will love to go to church on Sunday. It will not be a burden to them. I'll tell you, when a church bell ring, those who know God and who love God, it puts something in it that he wants to get up and go to church. Church attendance is not a burden to people who love God. But the folk who do not love God, they let anything get in the way. Yeah. Might have been business. Business is no sin, but it is a sin to let your business get between you and God. Amen. I don't care what kind of business you in. If you can't take care of that business 6 days a week, you ought to give God the Sabbath day. Amen. Then it might have even been his family. You know, sometimes we stop serving God to look out after our families. But you've got to understand that the Lord said that he must be first. First. You must understand that. That God must have first place in your life. Then the testimony of the scriptures. John 2:15-17 said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. But if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Amen. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Amen. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Amen.
And then we have, yes, some essential requirements for a successful ending. First, integrity of conscience. Keeping faith with oneself. If a man will always do what he believes to be right, while at the same time earnestly seeking to know the Lord's will in order that he may do it, he will, if he has not already actually in the right way, he will find it sooner or later. I mean, if you're honest in what you do. You know the trouble with us, so many of us, we're hypocrites. We don't mean nothing. I told a fella going to a certain church, I said, that's a good church, all right. They're fine folk. They just don't have no religion. I said, about 15 out of 1,000 in there has got religion. So I met him the other day. He said, Reverend, I think you overestimated the number that had religion. I don't believe it's 5. That you gave them a large percentage. I don't believe it's 5 in 1,000 that know Jesus. And I tell you, that's our trouble. We haven't even heard of the Holy Ghost. We don't know anything about Jesus. We are not honest in what we are doing. We are not in earnest. We are not doing it with a clear conscience. Your conscience tells you you're wrong.
Yeah.
And you move on doing what you know is wrong. Against your conscience. In other words, on the other hand, one will crucify his conscience in order to have what the world offers, will ultimately find that he's not able to shake off the shackles with which his sin has bound
him.
You know, you keep on doing, your conscience tells you it's wrong, but you continue to do what you know is wrong. And I tell you, I heard a fella preaching on the powers of sin. And he preached from 3 outlines, sin binding, sin blinding, and sin grinding. And first, preaching about Samson, the first thing the Philistines did was to bind him. And that's what sin always binds its victim. It binds you so you can't get away from it. And then sin blinds you. Things that really you were living close to the Lord that you wouldn't dare to do. But sin will tell you it's no worse than something else. I might as well do this. You got a deacon on your board doing this or doing that or doing the other. But I don't care what the deacon is doing. I don't care what the preacher is doing. I don't care what the whole church is doing. You ought to be willing to stand up like Joshua did. Looked Israel in the face. And said, I don't care what you do. You make your choice. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I don't care where the world goes, and I don't care about the ways of the world. That's for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And that's the spirit of, should be the spirit of every child of God. And then staying power is always associated with the experience of being captured by a cause. Something which one thus captured considers greater and more important than himself. Means, my friend, that you must be captured by your cause. Yes, the trouble about it with being rid of our church is that we are not captured by the cause. Jesus must be the ruling power in our lives. This is the spirit out of which murders are made. Think of people who suffered and died for the sake of causes to which they devoted my friend themselves. Well, so many men have died to protect their families. So many men have died to protect their country. Oh, how the blood of martyrs run up and down this land today. Blood of those who so loved. That's why Jesus died for this world. He so loved it. That's why Paul, writing my text, really went to the chopping block. He was on his way as he wrote these words to Timothy. He was nearing the end of his journey. I heard the same man said to Timothy, writing in the same passage, that I had a trial the other day, but no man stood with me. I was left by myself. Nobody came forward to speak a word for me. Nobody said he's all right. You know, it's a good thing sometime when you get in a close place to have somebody to speak a word for you. Somebody to say he's all right. But Paul said, I had a trial the other day and no man stood with me. Everybody went against me. But this is one thing that gave me consolation. Though everybody was against me, I'm glad of this one thing, and that is the Lord, he stood with me. Yes, every child of God, I can rejoice this morning that though everybody else in the world may go against us, but it's a fine thing to know that the Lord is on his side. Staying power. Let's see now, it's one thing for a man.
And welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, and the hour is almost up. We just heard a sermon, a Lomax recording from February 1st, 1948, at the True Light Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. Raymond Cyphers on Starting Power and Staying Power. Before that, the Davis Sisters, I'm on the Right Road Now, from the Authentic Southern Style Gospel LP. Before that, Straight Street Gospel Holiness Group from rural Tech, Georgia, did a self-release 45, I Want the Lord. Before that, Roger L. Worthy, Get Back Satan. Before that, Jesus Loves Me. Bruce Hack, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. I believe that remains unreleased. Before that, the Dynamic Dixie Wonders did God Cares For Me. And before that, Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. A little bit treacly, but, you know, it's what it is. Recorded at The Kitchen in New York City in March of 1975. And before that, we heard the Otis Taylor, If I Could Just Hold Out. Now we're going to end from the CD collection, Swan Silvertones 1946 to 51. We're going to hear I Got a Mother Done Gone. Thanks again so much for tuning in. Hope you have a wonderful week.
Got a mother done gone on, got a mother done gone on. Oh, it makes me feel bad, my time ain't long. Oh, got a mother done gone on, got a mother done gone on. Oh, it makes me feel like my time ain't long. My father's gone, gone on home. Well, it makes me feel like my time ain't long. Well, my father's gone on home. Well, it makes me feel like my time ain't long. Well, the hearse keep rolling, Lord, hearse keep rolling. Well, it makes me feel like my time ain't long. Well, the hearse keep rolling.
sure enough, there she keeps rolling. Oh, and make me feel like, oh, and on. Well, the bell keep a toning. Lord, the bell keep a toning. Well, it make me feel like my time ain't long. Well, the bell keep a toning. Sure enough, that bell keep a toning. What make me feel like my time ain't long?
Oh, mother done gone on. I got a mother done gone on. Oh, it make me feel like my time ain't long. Oh, mother done gone on. I got a mother done gone on. Oh, it make me feel like my time. Oh, I got a father done gone on. I got a father done gone on. I got a preacher done gone on. I got a preacher done gone on. Oh,